Show Pony, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hi, this is Em from Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Campus Community Radio. We'll be right back.
sex, everything I desire. From metal mundanes to let's play DJ and whatever a monkey sparrow is. I trust its twang when it's doing its thing, whether Dub City steppers or pages. The cop, the world you can't hide from God at 95, I can't hide from me. The bobbin' 13 and rainbow country quadrant funk and the gashy crew times. Morning red, space cadet, night danger, and cycle radio. Destination moon and wooden spoons. How to survive a tornado. Amateur hour in the ivory tower. System kids and adult kindergarten. Bikini driving and the wonderful frightening world in passion revolution. The neon beige sound exchange. Child noises, no fixed address. Build his Peg City playlist and Terry on people with interest. Boots and saddle, the electric chair, and the how do you do review. The Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope and the man in a gray flannel suit. 450 watts of power and a million watts of love. Support campus community radio and CKW. Support campus community radio and CKW. Support campus community radio and CKW.
I'm on.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
Well, I might have to turn you guys up. All right. CKW 95.9 FM, Night Danger Radio. Hour one is in the books. Actually, hour one and 11 minutes are in the books. And here we are. The phone has stopped ringing, though, which is a little concerning. But, I mean...
Way to go, my crew.
All the listening, there's got to be some more listening pleasures, you know, pledges coming through here. And there's got to be. So if there is, you can, we've got Mr. Mumbles, we got Tanis from Listening Pleasures. They're in the booth now, as you can hear. And, but, you know, if you give us a call right now, they'll jump up and take your pledge. So 204-774-6877. But I think we're going to, well, we're going to turn this down. Oh, there we go. It's pretty quiet now. And, yeah, I think we're going to do a kind of a weird game that I was in, what is that, Winners Home Sets. I'm not a big shopper, and I'm not a big supporter of these big corporations, but I was in there shopping. I bought my sister a really, really heavy, what are those called again, a cutting board. They had this cutting board on, and it was like super duper heavy, and she asked for it for Christmas time. So I was in there and I saw this game, and it's called Add to Playlist. And so we're going to do a little bit of this. It's actually very difficult. So play along at home. It's a music game. And so play along at home. We're going to ask a bunch of music related questions and we're going to try and answer them. It's very, It's pretty vague, some of these cards, I have to say. But anyways, before we do that, we just got through a little bit of a Night Danger Radio set. Songs that I kind of think represent Night Danger Radio. So in no particular order, we heard The Kittens from the Night Danger album with, well, Night Danger. That was the Honky Tonk Werewolf song from Kittens from the Night Danger album from 1998 on Sonic Onion. We heard the Hot Live Guys. These are all Winnipeg bands, by the way, with the song Night Danger from Bank Robber. That came out in 2006. That's Transistor 66. We heard the famous Sandhogs. That was the last song we heard with the CKW Fun Drive song, which I think was 2021. And the famous Sandhogs self-release all their stuff, of course. And off the top, it was the Buzzcocks with the Night Danger Radio theme song, Something's Gone Wrong Again, from the legendary Singles Going Steady record. And that was 1979. That was IRS Records. So there you go. Yeah, and that's, by the way, that's why I named the show Night Danger Radio, because of the Kittens and the Hot Live Guys. So for you old, Albert people out there, you should give us a call. I mean, we play all those old Albert bands. I should have played Royal Albert Love tonight by the Royal Winnipeg Porn Orchestra, but yeah, maybe we'll do that next week or something. But for all you old Albert and Spectrum and Pyramid people, yeah, give us a shout, 204-774-6877. We're kind of like the Bob FM maybe of punk rock and noise rock here on CKW. We go back and play like Stag Mummer and all those awesome old bands, the Vagiants, and all those bands I grew up with. And half their performances I don't remember because I was
in the old venues. I remember the Junkyard being mentioned years ago.
Yeah, I
stuff. I moved to Winnipeg, it's not there anymore. So.
Yeah, I think it's isn't it the Mountain Equipment? Is that what it is now? Mountain Equipment Co-op downtown?
Could be.
Yeah.
No, I think it was a theater there.
Was that right? Yeah. Yeah. Remember A&B Sound right down in that little kind of thing?
Yeah, I was there. I bought a James Brown album there.
Oh, nice.
It's very prominent purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for
and
sure.
And asbestos filled.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I blame A&B Sound for all my memory lapses and stuff. Yeah. And there's lots of those, I'm sure. So, all right. So, like I said, play along at home. I don't know how we're going to start. Maybe, Dave, you got the cards or some cards. Is there a good question in there you can ask me and Tanis? Yeah, you'll get the idea at home what's going on here.
Give me the shuffle here. I'm not sure what's... Okay, you are walking slowly out of the ocean.
Uh-oh.
What song is playing in your head?
Ooh. You know, for me, it's going to be, and this is going to sound weird, and it's going to totally show my geekiness here, but it's going to be Walk on the Ocean by Toad the Wet Sprocket. Does anyone out there remember that song? That's a pretty kind of rare one.
It's pretty specific.
No one knows that except for me. Oh, well, that's okay. I have it on cassette. So.
Either I'd be like too freezing cold to have a song.
Right.
Yeah, it's cold. Or, yeah. Or it's like it's probably some Beach Boys tune.
Yeah.
It's pretty, yeah.
Yeah,
some
yeah.
Some random thing that pops in your head. It's probably a Beach Boys song of some sort.
Right.
I would say Opium by Marcy Playground.
Oh, wow. What the hell? I don't know if I want to ask why.
It starts blue like water.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
It's a good song.
It depends on the time of day, too, perhaps. I'm thinking like high noon here. So.
Yeah. You know, one year I was out visiting some folks out in Vancouver, and we went out to the island, and we stayed up all night. It was unbelievable. We camped on the beach. There's a campground at I don't know how you say it. Is it Eucalypt or is it Usalit? I can't remember. But anyways, it's amazing, but the tide goes out at nighttime, right? So we went for a walk, and we walked what seems like miles under this crazy moonlit sky, And I got super freaked out. I was like, oh, man, the tide's going to come in any minute and you know, drown us or whatever. And my friends were like, you're an idiot. The tide's not coming in for a while. But I kind of got freaked out. And we, it was cool, though. We saw starfish and shells all over the beach and stuff. It was super cool. Like a crazy experience. But I was like, kind of like, yeah, we should turn around now, because I turned around and looked at the shore and it was like way back there. But yeah, I was going to say, though, The Ocean by Led Zeppelin might be another one that I would maybe do for that question. So yeah,
maybe some cheesy 80s.
Yeah, cheesy 80s stuff. Maybe. I'm trying to think. Waves. What's a song about waves? Oh, we could play Katrina in the Rays.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, all right, let's go to the next one. Should I read it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll read the next one. We'll see. I'll take this one. I'm not going to read it if it's too stupid. Oh, this one's interesting. The first song you would play to an alien that just landed.
Mm. Ooh. Welcome to the jungle.
yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it's The End of the World as We Know It by REM or something, or Great Big
Maybe
Sea.
One of those breaking records from the 50s with the aliens.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, don't they have that? Didn't we sent up a message to the aliens, right? In one of the spacecrafts, but
what song was that?
Oh, the Voyager record, maybe?
Oh, yeah. There was a song we sent up too. Tanis is right. Was that a Beatles song?
It might have been a Beatles song.
It might have been on the Voyager Golden Record, too. Like it's still going out there somewhere.
How about like a Space Odyssey?
Oh, yeah.
That would be freaking pretty cool. Holy cow. I can't believe I forgot Bowie. But you know what I mean, folks? Anyone listening out there, it's so broad. And music is so massive that this game is actually kind of hard. Like, it's like, sometimes I get a question, you know, that buddies have asked me and it just blew my mind and I couldn't think of nothing. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
The whole genre of space rock, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Space Oddity is a good one, though. Dang. Or Starman. Almost any Bowie would go, you know? Crazy, so. All right, Tanis is reading here. Grab from that box, though, maybe. Right?
Ooh, your all-time favorite song.
Oh. Oh, I think I know. Mine's Ahead by a Century, I think, by the Tragically Hip. So, yeah.
Oh, well, mine might be the Luxury by the Tragically Hip.
Yeah, folks, you're like Listening Pleasures comes on, and their favorite band's the Tragically Hip, and then by some fluke of nature, I signed up because Tanis has been on, I think, 9 years now.
10 years.
Oh, 10 years. This is 7 for me. But so I signed on, and I had no idea Tanis's favorite band was The Hip, and she didn't know mine was The Hip. And then we were like talking, and we're like, yeah, The Hip rule. So yeah. By the way, Tanis, if you, I didn't get a chance to listen to the new Gord Downie, Sadie's song.
Oh, really? I played it on my show last week.
You did? Oh,
yeah. You guys are talking too much.
Yeah, we were blabbing too much, yeah. Is it sweet? I've heard that record is crazy, actually.
Well, it comes out on the 26th, and the first single was a cover of a fucked up song.
That's right. That's right. They're buddies with what's-his-face, Abraham, or whatever his name is. Yeah. All right. So we're talking, like, Mr. Mumbles is our music director, so asking him his favorite song of all time might not be, you know, that might be tough on
all
you.
All time?
All time? Like, that's...
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's a hard question.
All time? Kind of... You have to have a limited, like, a very limited, like, you know...
Yeah, like...
I don't know. You'd have to, like, frame it differently, like, all time. I mean...
Yeah.
Like, what got me into music was grunge, you know, as a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because there was no campus radio.
Right.
That was the closest thing, and then grunge sort of went away pretty quick. I was just getting into it.
Yeah.
And it's like, where did I go?
So
I started, like, trying to find, like, late night radio on any station, because it was pre-internet. To find
right,
then you end up with
Brave New
alternative
Waves
stuff, or just some shows on Sunday because nobody was listening on Sunday, so they'd have all the more interesting shows on Sunday, which is sort of weird because that's how it goes
for sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Prime That's radio listening time.
Yeah, I think so. Well, for me, it is.
Yeah, just a wind down from the week. Turn on the radio.
I got it. I actually have a good card here. This is probably the best card that I've ever read on this game. Okay, get ready, folks at home. What's a song that sums up the year so far? Oh boy, this has been a pretty insane year, and we're only in February.
Crazy Train.
Yeah, Crazy Train. How about Queen? I'm Going Slightly Mad. That was the first one that came to my mind. Crazy Train's a good one, though.
How about one second? What is her name? System of a Down.
Oh,
Toxicity.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy cow, man! I'm probably gonna play that next week. Now, actually, I'm gonna bring that record in because I haven't played them since probably year two or something. Folks, if you're playing along at home, maybe give us a pledge. 204-774-6877. If you enjoy weird radio in the middle of the night, we're live. We're here at the University of Winnipeg, 4.5 floor, Centennial Hall. The phone has not rang. Actually, the phone hasn't rang during my show. It all rang at Listening Pleasures, but we had like a real rush there. That was wonderful. Yeah. We should get another rush going for all the insomniacs out there. Maybe you're working shift work. When you get a break, give us a shout. Maybe you're doing drywall. Maybe you're doing drywall at the new McDonald's or something.
Maybe you're at a house party. The first one who passes out has to pay a pledge.
Yeah. Maybe you took your long weekend and made it a longer weekend and you're partying tonight. That'd be cool.
Fundrive.ckw.ca. That's an easy way to get it done.
Yeah. If you feel like you can't talk proper, and you can just get on the internet and give her, you know? All right, who's reading next? I think, David, Mr. Mumbles, it's your turn.
Okay.
So grab from that box if there's anything in there. Is there? There's got to be.
It's a pot. Oh. You know, there's like play pieces and tokens in here.
Yeah. You know, I've never actually played the game properly.
I just think make a playlist. Flashcards. Like, that would be like whoever fills a playlist.
Oh, this would be good. A song, yeah. a song your parents used to play when you were a kid.
Ooh, good one. Holy cow. Well, I'm you know, for me, it's going to be Neil Diamond from the Hot August Nights double record. So any one of them. Sweet Caroline, I'll say. Oh, did it say a song or a record?
Or song.
Oh, a song. Okay. Well, Sweet Caroline. Yeah, I'll say Sweet Caroline from the Hot August Nights double record. Yeah. Mm. Or anything Fleetwood Mac, Rumours, because I know my folks played the heck out of that. So.
We did not have any music in the house.
Are you serious? And you're our music director.
Yeah,
wow.
That's why I'm a music director.
Yeah. Holy cow. Yeah. Crazy.
It was just talk radio all the time. Peter Warren. Yeah. Oh.
No way. Oh, Peter Warren.
Although there was a Fisher-Price record player with, like the typical read along in the book. Cling. It was like the Disneyland records, like Tinkerbell.
Oh, that's awesome.
Those.
Yeah. So awesome. Some that's of those, cool.
But. For records, there's only four albums, and that was from my mother's uncle. It was like Neil Diamond, Taproot Manuscript, and Always Skipping. And there was the Eaton's Presents.
Oh,
like easy, beautiful music background, like something like this.
Easy listener.
Easy listener stuff, like instrumentals of popular hits.
Yeah.
It's basically. Right, Columbia Special Products, Red Label.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Were you guys, sorry, Tannis?
Oh, The Ventures.
Well, oh, The Ventures.
A decade of adventures. That was a good one. It was on a cheap, it was like Sunset Records. It wasn't on the Liberty label. It was a cheap reissue label they had.
Right on.
They had some. I remember that as a kid. So it was like 1, 2, 3. And Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, wow.
Because that was my mom's favorite band.
No way.
And then I was watching Theodore Tugboat. I'm like, oh, look, it's the Harbor Master. It's the guy from the dude from the band, you know. So, Zero Tugboat. And then, yeah, so those are the four records I grew up with.
Oh, that's
actual
cool.
Music albums.
Those are pretty good.
My dad liked the Turtles. That was his band. Though he never listened to, he never had a copy of it. He never really. Once he got old and grumpy, he just, yeah, that was it. So, we did have a tape recorder, a reel-to-reel tape recorder, and that had, what the hell did it have? It did have, it was always on the wrong speed. It was Iron Butterfly, Inagada da Vida.
No, the yeah. long one, damn.
So, yeah, it was, and I heard a Johnny Cash on the, like, he taped off the, just taped off the radio or something, and
oh, super cool. Johnny
Cash. So I don't know, yeah. It was a strange mix growing up. It was like, got Inagada da Vida, we got some stupid, I don't know, in Eaton's record, and
that sounds pretty good to me, though.
So maybe that's why I sort of like, and a lot of just strange noises because the tape was in wrong speed. It was like a demo record of, this is Sony stereo, this is the sound of a train. And so that's why I ended up doing the experimental stuff more. And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it is there. The grain, the you know, the nucleus, the yeah, it's there.
If you listen to Manitoba Moon on Friday night, you'll hear some of that in your show. I've heard you do like a record on the wrong speed. And at first I'm like, oh man, he's screwing this up. And then you came back and you're like, all right, so that was blah, blah, blah on the wrong speed. I'm like, he's doing it on purpose. So,
it sounds better.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to tune in. Friday,
and like here,
Friday
and
night.
I tried both speeds. I think they both sound pretty good. I don't know. It's like some songs do that. It's like,
yeah. Amazing. Tanis, you're up.
Well, my mom and dad had a lot of those singles where you'd have to put like the little piece in it so that you could actually play the record on a turntable.
Yeah. What's that called? Anyone?
Yeah, what is that
Shoot.
Called? That little plastic piece that you put in.
Inserts. The little yellow arms? Like yeah. little three arm thing?
Yeah. I love those.
Yeah, so like one of them that I still have is Wasn't That a Party?
And
I used
no.
to play that by myself, just because I like that part with the cat and talking to the cat under the table.
That's right.
Like, yeah, I do that at a party.
Oh,
and
man.
Then also Freddie Fender, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights.
Oh yeah.
We had this tape that they made out of singles, and we'd always play this tape when we're going up to our cabin, and it took like an hour and a half to drive there. So, yeah, there's some classics on there, but that was like, yeah, Freddie Fender was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, should we do another? Maybe we'll do one more. It's 1:30. Oh, no, it's 1:31. Mm-hmm. And why don't we do one more? We got to get Tanis out of here so she could go to sleep. She's got to work tomorrow, which sucks. I think Mr. Mumbles does too, though.
Yeah, but I pre-slept, so I have like half the hours I slept from 8 to 10. No, 7 to 10, sorry. Then I'm going to sleep from 4 to 8, I guess, or something. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. We'll make it through. All right. Oh, is it my turn to read, or is it?
That's mine.
Oh, no.
A song that reminds you of your first love.
Ooh. Holy cow. That's a tough one. It's like silent. Okay, I'll turn this up a little bit so you. Maybe this might spark something.
Well, I would say "Kiss from a Rose" by Seal.
Oh, Seal, man, yeah.
Did I hear that right?
What was that? Was this one?
That's yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Reminds me. Oh, dear.
You know, I had trouble with this. You know, I was trying to do like a Valentine's Day little mini set for my first Fun Drive show. And I don't know. I wasn't keen on that many love songs. So I wonder if I've shunned all love songs or something. I'm trying to think. I remember I went to a Chicago concert with a girl when I was very young at the old Winnipeg Arena. What's a Chicago? I'll say You're the Inspiration by Chicago. I think
that's
that'll be
one.
Mine. Yeah. But that's hard. That's hard, man.
Anything by Mariah Carey? Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I'm in her fan club, yeah. When I was 12 years old, I wrote her a letter.
Yeah. Mariah Carey was on the Olympic opening, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I think Canada moved up in the Olympic standings a little bit. We
got some golds.
Yeah, we got a few. And I think we moved from we were 18th earlier in the week, and I think we're 11th now. So
Nice. Here
we go. Yep. And the hockey kind of starts. The women, I think, are going to go for gold. Is it tomorrow or?
Oh, really?
I don't know when it is.
Who
but
are they playing?
It's USA.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a pitched battle in the street, folks. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I even asked. Isn't it always them?
It is. Yes. It is. They're the two best teams by a mile. So, yeah. Yeah. I think Finland's getting better, but yeah. They never quite make it. So, all right. Well, hey, you should say goodnight to everyone, Tanis.
Yeah, good night, everyone.
Yeah, and remember, you can still pledge to Listening Pleasures even at 1:33 in the damn morning, either by the phone, 204-774-6877, or by the secure internet connection that we got, which is www.ckuw.ca. Find the Donate Now button, clicky-click, boom, and you're on your way. We take the credit cards in there. By the way, you know, one thing that I haven't mentioned at all in this fund drive, and I don't know why, because I do it every year, but there are payment plans, folks. So, and you can put any pledge amount on a payment plan if you want to. And so if you wanted to get the T-shirt, the awesome fund drive T-shirt, Natalie Mark's art on it. Check it out, www.ckw.ca. You can check it out there. And if you want to do that, I mean, I do a little bit higher of a pledge, and I put my thing on for 10 months, and I think my payments come out to $17 or something per month for 10 months. And honestly, I don't even notice that it's gone. So you can put it on a payment plan on your credit card. If you wanted to do it through your bank account, though, it's kind of you have to come down with either a voided check or all your banking information, your account number, your institution number, and your... What's the other one?
It's transit numbers.
Transit number. That's it. That's it. And then we can put you on a payment plan, and you can actually get a tour of this studio before they rip it up, because we're getting kicked out of the studio. We don't know when yet, but it's happening this year, and things are probably going to change quite a bit in this place. So, yeah.
Yeah, crazy. You can see all the digs in the wall and the foam rotting off the... the pyramid foam thing that sort of deadens the sound.
Right.
Theoretically, it's just there for decoration, really.
But it really is.
I don't think it works. Really.
It really is. It's supposed to be a soundproofing thing, but I don't know, man. It's weird. But yeah, things are going to change in here. So if you wanted to do that and you want to go on a payment plan and split your payments up instead of dumping, $75 for the T-shirt or $95.90 for the tote bag or the toque. Or even higher, $500 monogamous CKW radio. Put that on 10 months, put it on 12 months, put it on, whichever payment plan you want, and it makes it a little less painful. I know that's why I've done it the last bunch of years, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever done, you did commercial radio when you had to do the Rot Live reads and traffic.
Yeah.
Brought to you by CKW's Fun Drive 2026.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One thing I should mention, folks, that's non-fund drive related is I'm looking at the Environment Canada site right now. We've got a freezing rain weather alert and a snowfall. These are warnings.
Yeah,
these are warnings, not watches. These are warnings, which basically means it's going to happen. So we don't have windows in here. It might be snowing right now. But it's -1 in Winnipeg, which is pretty sweet. -5 with the wind. And then, snow at times heavy or freezing rain. That sounds
fun.
Maybe
a snowball in
the
face. Heavy. Punk.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're going to get Tanis out of here before before it starts freezing raining or whatever. So, anyways, it's CKW. It's 95.9 FM. We'll go through a couple tunes here, and hopefully you give us a call at 204-774-6877 or www.ckw.ca or fundrive@ckw.ca for your PayPal and your e-transfers. We take them all, but give us a call. We haven't had a call in an hour and 37 minutes. It is
thank you, Sam.
Yeah. Yeah. Sam's the last guy to call us, man. Yeah. Sam rules, though. All right. Here's some more rare songs on Fun Drive 2026 on the Night Danger Radio Show. Here we go.
Take it all, 'cause I'm the time. Taxman. Yeah, I'm the Taxman. Don't ask me what I want it for. If you don't want to pay some more, because I'm the Taxman.
We asked some of our friends in the community why they support CKUW 95.9 FM.
My name is Jorge Requena Ramos. I am the executive and artistic director at the Weston Cultural Center. I'm also in a band called the Mariachi Ghosts.
Yeah.
There was a moment in university where I had a car, and I'm an immigrant from Mexico, so it was like, you know, getting your first car in Canada is a momentous occasion. And one of my friends was like, oh no, you gotta have CKUW. And we programmed it in, and I realized that's where all the local bands were coming in from. And I started paying attention to CKUW from that. You know, like being in the local music scene, especially in the beginning of being in the local music scene, getting anybody to pay attention to you in the media is very hard. From the very beginning, CKUW was really easy to deal with. I realized that there was the kinds of music that I wanted to listen to and the kinds of music that racialized folks, marginalized folks want to listen to were present in CKUW, and that there was a scene mentality to CKUW, an ecosystem mentality of, you know, like lifting everybody will lift us all kind of thing. And so that was a really great thing to see and also experience as a musician. You know, like CKUW played a big part in the Mariachi Ghosts becoming a staple member of the scene, which in the beginning of us starting to play music, we were laughed out of the rooms, like a band that wears makeup and, you know, suits and, you know, there's too much stick and what are they even playing and all this other stuff. CKUW found us an audience, and that was super helpful. CKUW and stations like CKUW are super important to the ecosystem of music listeners in Canada. And as in Manitoba and as in a city like Winnipeg, we're isolated from so many things, physically and otherwise. We got a band together, and I think CKUW makes a big effort to help us band together with each other in the music scene. And as a university community, it's kind of like a public service for university students, an important bit of infrastructure that the university community needs to kind of upkeep and have. And for the rest of the city, like, we all benefit from having CKUW empower our musicians and kind of tell the story of Winnipeg in these neighborhoods. And that's a story that needs to be told and is not often told in more populous and funded media streams. We need to get people out of their phones and into community. And CKUW offers something that a podcast is never going to be able to offer you because it's happening in real time. There's people from your community doing a radio show right now, listening to that radio show today. They're there working to try to talk to you specifically, right? And that is not something that is going to happen with any social media outlets, any influencers that you're watching from New York. These are your people from your community in your town talking to you in real time. And there's so many stories from all over the world that are being told in this neighborhood. I think Winnipeg would be very boring without its communities and community work. I think Winnipeg would be very boring without CKUW and other university radio stations. It's of vital importance that we keep these things going.
Keep campus community radio alive in Winnipeg. Donate right now at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
Best things in life are not free, but you don't need to have money to get the things that you want to own.
You just have to get a loan. When you buy, small or large, just put it on your credit card. You can live like a king, not paying for a single thing.
Put it on credit and then forget it. Don't let it bother you no more, no more. Put it on credit and then forget it and go back to the store.
Every night I pray and thank God above for creating the banks. They have been so kind to me with their boundless generosity. If you cannot make your payment, well, do like the national government, and you can pay off what you owe by taking out a bigger loan. You gotta
put it on credit and then forget it. Don't let it bother you no more, no more. Put it on credit and then forget it and go back to the store.
Now I seem to have men after me from the collection agency, and the bank came by the other day, took everything I own away. Now I think that it is plain to see that I must declare bankruptcy. But things aren't really all that bad. I can borrow from my dad and
put it on credit and then forget it. Don't let it bother you no more, no more. Put it on credit and then forget it and go back to the store.
You gotta
put it on credit and then forget it. Don't let it bother you no more, no more. Put it on credit and then forget it and go back to the store.
Alright, CKUW 95.9 FM. Hey everybody. It is 1:51 in the morning. It is Fun Drive 2026. We're having a good time here. Tanis has left. She might be listening to us even on the car radio. Yeah, I think that's where a lot of people listen to CKUW. And but you know what? The phones. Well, we got someone on the phone right now, but I think they're just asking questions, and so I don't think we're going to up our total for the pledges and stuff. But what are we sitting at? We're still at $38,361. And the Night Danger Radio Show is sitting at $1,541, and we're going for $2,000, so we're getting there. We're less than $500 away, so if you are out there and you'd like to help us get to our $2,000 goal, yeah, what do we need? 400, and my math just sucks. So we need about $459 by my crummy math skills without a calculator. So if anyone out there has $459, we would actually hit our goal right here, right now. And a $459, if you're going to do $459, you might as well just pledge us $500 and just get the monogamous CKW radio, which, like I've said a million times, looks super duper cool. If you got the internet going, ckw.ca, check it out. You hit the donate now button and scroll almost all the way to the bottom. You'll see like a picture of the mason jar with the radio inside it that only gets CKW. I might have you on the wrong mic here. Is it? Are you two? Is that two?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Sounds good.
Oh yeah. Good. Okay. Good. Yeah.
I mean, I could get the monogamous radio, or I could get $500. I get anything. I could just like.
That's right.
Just give me a T-shirt. Just give me nothing. Yeah. Forget it. Just have the $500. Give me a tax receipt. You know.
Yeah. I was saying to everybody, to like Uganda, Tanis, Mr. Mumbles, everyone, you know, I now have two black hoodies, which one of them I'm wearing right now. Then I forgot, Uganda reminded me, I also have the gray cat hoodie.
That's a nice one.
That's a beautiful
one. I get comments on that one quite a bit.
Yeah. And that logo that they did us, who was it again, David? Who was our artist that year?
I think he's a popular artist around time.
I
have to look at the Styles magazines because he did a few covers over the years.
That's right. That's right. Oh, what's his name again? He's so super popular, super great artist. But anywho, that cat thing is amazing. I love it. I love cats though, so I'm biased. But anyways, also though, folks, if you wanted to give us a $500 pledge and you're not down with monogamous radios or hoodies or T-shirts or tote bags or toques, of course, everything is tax deductible. So we'll get you a tax receipt. That is the reason why I just played the Beatles Tax Band, which by the way is from the record, of course, Revolver, which 1966 Parlophone put that out. What a freaking song that is. And by the way, the last song after Tax Man was a song I discovered last year for last year's fun drive. The Arrogant Worms, who just played the West End Cultural Center not too long ago, like a month ago or something. And we played the credit song because we do take credit cards here. And that's from a record called The Arrogant Worms, which came out in 1992 on some label called Festival, which I've never heard of before. Yeah. But yeah. They're Canadian.
We have the cassette tape of theirs in this collection. Here.
We do. Yeah. We have over 3,000 CDs. I don't know how many cassettes we got. I think we have 8-tracks in here somewhere.
Yeah.
We used to have an 8-track player actually that we used on air apparently.
Yeah, remember, it's in the back. It still works.
Yeah, unbelievable. You know what? When did we start again? So CKW started in 1963. We were closed circuit. We were just within the university, and I've seen some awesome pictures. The station used to be in the basement. Mm. Which apparently there was like mice and rats running around, and you could smoke back then. if you wanted a cigarette while you're on air, you could apparently just light up. They had like ashtrays, you know, on the console. My
watch
God.
A rat run by with a cigarette.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The rats smoked here at the University of Winnipeg. Actually, it wasn't even the University of Winnipeg. It was, what was it called again? Something College.
CJUC.
Yeah, CJUC was our call letters back then.
But we actually had station mascots were rats.
Yeah.
We had like rubber rats with the foam inside. We found them in the garage land.
Oh, I thought you were talking about real rats.
No. They're made out of like latex, so the rubber rotted and it slowly exploded because the stuffing sort of sprung open, you know, like a pillow. And so I was like, "What's with this rat?" And like, so yeah, we had to throw them out.
Oh my God, that is pretty funny.
We found two of them over the years. It's like, and then
wow,
it was the real this mouse. I took a picture of the mouse. It took a while, but every night I'd be working on the chart or something. Now let's see this mouse run across.
Well, I've seen a mouse up here.
Yeah.
Like, we had mice up here for a while, but then I guess we did something and they all went away. But I used to see a mouse running around. I used to be, hey, man, what's up?
But I managed to get a picture of it. And then it was the Fun Drive prize one year.
A dead mouse?
No, a picture of the mouse.
Oh, a picture of the mouse. Great.
So you would sponsor the mouse. So I would send a picture of the mouse to put on your fridge, and I would send 4 letters a year saying how well the station was doing for the mouse's viewpoint. You know, it's like,
oh wow,
well, thank you so much. I got musical education and this and that.
Freaking awesome. That's amazing. That's better than a dead mouse.
Yeah.
You know, hey, if you pledge now, folks, honestly, we will try and kill a mouse if it means, you know, getting a pledge. So anyone who phones in and says, hey, can you send me a dead mouse? We'll see what we can do. But 204-774-6877, the number to call, late night radio. Hey, you know what? I wanted to bring that up because me and you are late night radio people, and I wanted to bring something up, you know, to everyone out there, you know, that's still up, still listening. Insomniacs, shift workers, you know, basically awesome people, you know, my kind of people. But listen, you know, we are right now in Winnipeg. We are the only live voices coming at you out of any Winnipeg radio station, I think. Yeah. I don't even like UMFM, I think, is pre-recorded right now even. But, you know, I know like Power 97 and all those guys, they just go to satellite, right?
Satellite or robot.
Right.
You know, sometimes, well, it depends. But yeah, generally we have like live shows a good chunk of the time.
Yeah.
On you overnight. I remember in the 90s, they had satellite on Power 97, or what it was called at the time. And the Annex satellite messed up from some meteor shower or something. Something happened, and they had to bring in an emergency DJ locally to do the cover the overnight because the satellite was out.
No way. Whoa.
And this was like in mid-90s. So, I mean, it's not a new thing. So.
Yeah, holy cow. That's crazy. Well, just so you know, folks, the reason why I do a middle of the night show, I could do a regular show, and I've actually talked to Rob the boss and Scott programming guy. And I said, you know, what if things change and I can no longer come in?